I got a word we want to minister on today. Amen. Just thinking about our lives and how things are going on. And it's easy to get discouraged. It's easy to give up. It's easy to throw the towel in. But we have an encouraging message today. Amen. But I want you all, everyone, to know, I don't care what's going on in your life, what's transpiring in your life, knowing if God is on your side, knowing that everything shall be all right. Praise God. But we got to stand for God, and we got to stand tall. Amen. And the devil don't want us to grow. He don't want us to move up. He want us to be at a standstill. But that's my burden this morning and my thought. And my message is moving up in God. Amen. Let us all say it's time to move up. Amen. Amen. I want to be more like the Lord and less like myself. Amen. And we're going to get some instruction by the word of the Lord. You know, this Bible here, this Bible from Genesis to Revelation, this is good instructions for us to be reminded. Sometimes we just need to be reminded. Praise God. So, as I said, it's moving up time. Moving up in God. That's my preaching topic. Moving up in God. Praise God. I want to say this morning in the fear of the Lord, it's time to get on the move. I look around sometime, I see a lot of slow poking. Amen. Just dibbling and dobbing and just casual, amen, living this life. Praise God. But I'm here to tell you we need to make progress. Amen. In our walk with God. I say we need to make progress on our journey. Amen. We need to make each step count. We don't have time to slip and slide. Amen. But we want to keep focus on Jesus. Move up in the Lord. Praise God. Amen. It ain't no time. We see a lot of slackness. It ain't no time to be slack. It's no time to be indifferent. There's no time, come on somebody, to be an oddball. But it's time to be serious with God. Amen. Is that right? Praise the Lord. And it's time, a lot of time, all this stuff comes from when you don't move up in God, when you don't progress in God, when you don't, when you're not really truly on fire for God. If you analyze the situation, I'm going to tell you what the problem is. Amen. It's just like taking your vehicle to a mechanic shop. Amen. When you get noises and things going on in the car, and you take it to the shop, you want to know what's going on. You want to diagnose the problem. And I want to tell you what the problem is here. Amen. When you don't move up. When you don't, amen, be on fire for God. You know what the problem is? The problem is that you're not reading your Bible. Amen. Slackness in reading the Bible. Studying the Bible. The Bible says study the word. To show thyself approved unto God. Amen. We got to study. We got to take time to study just like you take time to do anything else. Do we have any problems, church, with eating 3 square meals a day? A couple of snacks on the side, I don't think we have much problem with that. But see, that's taking care of the natural body. But sometimes we tend to forget about the spiritual bodies. Amen. Work on that. Keep that maintained. Amen. Make sure that you pray into, you study, you pray in. The Bible says, man always ought to pray and not to faint. If you don't pray, you're going to faint. And that's what's happening today, folks. Fainting by the wayside. But I'm here to tell you, plug in. Amen. Let's make it happen. Let's get a man acquainted more with the Lord. Praise God. Amen. And I see, amen, when we don't read the word, then it's easy to not live the word. Come on now, somebody. Amen. If you want to go to New York, praise God, you got to know the direction. You got to know the way you travel. Amen. And you got to follow the GPS. And it'll lead you where you need to go. Amen. Now, I'm here to tell you, if you want to go to heaven, come on, somebody. Amen. This is the word of the Lord. And we got to follow the word precept by precept. Praise God. Line by line. Amen. We ain't got no wiggling room. A lot of times people try to wiggle out. But I'm trying to be more on fire for the Lord. Amen. And I want to tell you that word we call sin. Sin is a word and a terminology that will allow you not make heaven. Amen. How many know we got this? If you want to move up, we got to quit the sin business. Somebody says sinning Christians. Is there such a thing as a sinning Christian? Amen. Come on, somebody. Talk to me now. Amen. I said, is anything as a sinning Christian? Amen. People, amen, do any and everything and talk about people and run people down and, amen, just do anything they want to do. And then still say, I'm a Christian. You falling up in church on Sunday morning, amen, with your pretty outfit on and you strutting down the aisle and you say, glory be to God. You got so much fire in your hands and feet than you have in your heart and soul. Come on, somebody. Time to be real. Realness works. Let's see what the word say here. Amen. This going to help us to move up. Amen. And work for the Lord. Praise God. Let's turn to 1 John. 1 John, amen, the third chapter. 1 John, the third chapter. Amen. And the, praise God, I want to read verses 1 through 10. Amen. You got that? Amen. 1 John, the third chapter, verses 1 through 10. Amen. It said, behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world know us not, because it knew him not. See, the world don't want to know us. The world don't want to know the Lord. Amen. But we need to recognize that we need the Lord. Because that fourth verse said, beloved. Excuse me, that second verse said, beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doeth not yet appear what we shall be, but shall appear. Let's start back over here. Amen. Beloved, now are we all the sons of God, and it doeth not yet appear what we shall be, but know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Praise the Lord. That's my key verse right there. It said, beloved, now are we the sons of God. It does not yet appear what we shall be. But it's one thing we need to know. But the Bible said we shall be
But know this, when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Amen. All right. We must be like Jesus. Some people say, oh, I can't be like Jesus. Jesus is sinless. Jesus is holy. Jesus is, amen, without spot or wrinkle. Oh, well, the Lord can give you the power. Lord can give you the grace. He said, be like me, for ye shall see me as I am. And we know he is holy. We know he is righteous. We know he is perfect. Amen. The Lord would never told us to live a holy life if he couldn't give us the power to do it. Do you realize it's nothing too hard for God to do? He can do the impossibles. Amen. He can work miracles. It don't matter what your case may be. You might feel like your case is above everybody's case. Amen. I can't holler, make it, Pastor. Amen. This going on, that going on. Amen. You can make it anyhow. When you get in God and God get in you, he's the one that works through you. Praise God. Amen. And then the amen, the praise God, the third verse said, now listen, this is the recipe. And every man that has this hope in him purify himself even as he is pure. Amen. We can't lose hope. I don't care what's going on. We got to have hope. Hope in God. Believe what God say. Stand on his promises. And every man that has this hope in him, purify himself even as he is pure. Whosoever commits sin, come on somebody, do you have a highlight pen here? Amen. We're not going to pull this out the Bible. This is the word of the Lord. Amen. Some people say, I can't do it. You can't do it, but you can't, but because you're trying to do it on your own, but you can do it if you allow the Lord to live it through you. See, it's God in you that help you to walk right every day, to help you love your enemies every day, to help you to look beyond folks' fault and see their needs every day. You can't do it on your own. That's why I'm preaching Christ. That's why I'm letting you know what God can do. He can work miracles. Amen. If you so allow him to do. You know what? You know why we miss our blessings sometimes? We don't let the Lord come in. The Lord want to come in and sup with you and you with him. He wants you to, he knocking, as Revelation said, he knocking to your door. Do you hear him? Do you hear that knock? Open that door and let him in. He said if you open your door, he will come in and sup with you and you with him. But he don't work like the police department. The police, amen, he'll knock your door down. He'll bust on in there. But the Lord ain't gonna knock nobody's door down. He wants you to say, Lord, here am I. Come in. Make me a new creature in Christ. Old things will pass away. And behold, all things will become new. Is that right, church? Amen. Is that right, the saints of God? Praise God. Amen. So let's have this hope in us. Amen. It said, and every man that has this hope in him, purify himself even as he is pure. Whosoever commit sin transgresses also the law. For sin is the transgression of the law. Praise God. If you commit sin, transgress, mean you break the law. I ain't planning on breaking the law. Praise God. I'm going to pray to the Lord. Lord, help me here. I know every day ain't going to be Sunday. I know we're going to have some struggles. That's why we got to say, Lord, you do the driving. Amen. And let me be the backseat rider. Amen. You take the wheel, Lord, because I'll crash. I have a collision. Praise God. But if I let you do the driving, come on, somebody. I know I'll get to my destination. Praise God. And ye know that he was manifested to take away our sins, and in him is no sin. Now, that ain't what Pastor Lennon said. That's what the word of God is saying. And that's what I preach, and that's what I believe in. Amen. When you keep coming, going around saying you can't live free from it, then you won't live free from it. You got to speak things in existence. You got to believe in God and what God is saying and stand on his promises. How many know his promises doesn't lie? Hello. Bible said, and ye know that he was manifested. Manifested means he was made known to take away our sins, and in him is no sin. And whosoever abideth in him sinneth not, and whosoever sinneth have not seen him, neither known him. If you sin, you don't even know the Lord. Yeah, you can spell his name. You know he's the Son of God, but he's not working in your life. You don't even know the Lord. When you know the Lord, you know God is big enough to help you in any capacity. It don't matter what's going on. Little children, amen, little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous even as he is righteous. He that committed sins is of the devil, for the devil sinned from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Isn't that plain enough? Whosoever is born of God doeth not commit sin. Now, and can I preach in this place? I said, whosoever is born of God does not commit sin. We got a lot of world and church folks, a lot of them folks is saying, oh, you got to sin more or less every day. The devil is a liar. See, we want to speak positives. Don't speak nothing negative. I don't care how bad your condition may seem, how bad it look. You keep your eyes up on the Lord. Keep looking up to the hills of whence cometh thy help, knowing that thy help come from the Lord. The Bible said here, the last verse, it said, whosoever is born of God doeth not commit sin, for his seed. Amen. You know, when you get born again, amen, the Lord plant that seed in you, and that seed remaining in him, and he cannot sin because he is born of God. Amen. Amen. I tell you, I hope this whole entire world get this concept. Amen. Because if everybody was born again, if everybody was born of God and living a holy life, amen, this world will be in a better condition. Amen. I wish, amen, from the White House to your house. I wish from the president to all the way to each and every one of us, amen, recognize we got to go back. Go back to our Father's praying ground. Go back to the basis of the Bible. Love thy God with all thy heart, soul, mind, and strength. Follow God. Get acquainted with him and just hold on. I said, hold on and don't let go, praise God. Because you got to realize, amen, when you're on the Lord's side, you're on the winning team. When you're on the Lord's side, come on, somebody. You got the winning ticket. Praise God. It ain't nothing going to betray you. It ain't nothing going to stop you. It ain't nothing going to hinder you. It ain't nothing going to push you. Amen. Come on, somebody. The devil, he's always trying to appear on the scene. But you got to let the devil know he got to go. I give him a nickname. I call him Jack. You got to go, Jack. Go about your business. Because I'm wrapped up. I said I'm wrapped up. I'm saying I'm tied up and I'm tangled up with the Lord. And that sister said, it ain't no turning back. Come on, somebody. Ain't the Lord good in this place? Praise God. So I'm going to move on to another scripture to help us. Amen. Amen. To bring more support on this thought we're, bringing out here. Praise God. Amen. So you got to realize you can't lose aim and lose your hope on what you're trying to gain. Amen. Our target goal is what? Our target goal is heaven. And we ain't going to let nothing short us of that. See? Amen. Just keep going. Don't give up. You'll end up when you're following God's procedure. I'm going to go right on because I want to make heaven my home. Praise God. Amen. I not only want to make heaven my home, but I want to be more, come on somebody, more and more like Jesus. And less like myself. Amen. How many know we got to crucify this self and crucify this flesh? I want to be more and more like the Lord. Let's turn on now. Let's go over here to 2 Peter. 2 Peter got some good reading back here. 2 Peter, praise God, the first chapter. Amen. Let's get over here. All right. All right. Are you praying for me, church? Praise God. Are you praying for me, church? Praise ye the Lord. 2 Peter, the first chapter. And we want to read, we want to start at the 5th verse. Amen. In order to move up, we got to add to what we have. Amen. You know, if you want to be more and more like the Lord's, so we got to add to our faith. We got to add some graces. We can't just sit here and just subtract from and let the devil just subtract all the greatness out of us. Amen. He's subtracting, amen, all the joy. We used to have joys and we used to have some great peace. And the devil done subtract all that peace out of us and subtract all that greatness out of us. Amen. And now we just like a lump on the log. But I'm here to let you know, don't let the devil subtract nothing. Huh? But it's time to let the Lord add to. Praise the Lord. Huh? How many want to be greater in God? Huh? How many want to be mightier in the Lord? Huh? How many want to grow in the Lord? Huh? How many want to increase? Come on, somebody. Huh? Not increase in yourself, but increase in God. Huh? Amen. I want to be more and more like the Lord. So in order to be more and more like the Lord, we got to do some adding. Amen. Let's turn over here to Peter here. Praise God. 2 Peter, amen, the first chapter, and we want to start at that, amen, I believe that's that 5th verse. It said, and besides this, given all diligence, add to your faith virtue. Come on, somebody. Are you ready? Are you ready to increase? Are you ready to prosper? Add to your faith. Amen. Come on, somebody. Given all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance. What is temperance? Self-control. Know when enough is enough, and know when too much is too much. Amen. Have a balance. Control self. Don't let self get out of order. Amen. Don't let self, amen, get you into some trouble. We got to crucify self and add and listen to the Lord. Have some self-control. Come on, somebody. Huh? Amen. Huh? I said, add to your faith virtue and to virtue knowledge and to knowledge temperance and to temperance patience and to patient godliness. Praise God. How many know you can't get too much godliness? Huh? Amen. We need some godliness. Praise God. Need more of God and less of ourselves. Huh? Come on, somebody. And then it said, and to godliness, brotherly kindness. Amen. You know, I believe we lost in this world our brotherly kindness. People used to be kind. Amen. Showing that brotherly love. But people today is nasty. People today is rude. People today is, amen, just do any kind of things that, amen, God is not pleased with. But we got to, amen, get on the winning side. We got to travel, amen, in the word of God and travel on his highway. Amen. I want to be on the highway of the Lord. I want to follow, amen, his paths. Amen. I want to, amen, let him be my GPS. Praise God. Amen. If we follow the Lord, amen, as I said, our target goal cold as heaven, and we will end up there if we follow the Lord. But so many times, amen, we began to look to the right. So many times we look to the left. Come on, somebody. I said so many times we look all around and gazing at the world and gazing at the daisies by the wayside. But I'm here to tell you, church, we don't have no time to waste. Our time need to be on the Lord. I want to be on the Lord's side. I want to be strong in the Lord. I want to be mighty in God. I don't want to be a little weakling. Praise God. So Lord, I say, Lord, add to me. Amen. Add to me. Make me a new creature. Make me walk in your paths. Amen. Fall in your procedure. I want to go on your route. Praise God. And I know I'll make it. So church, I'm here to tell you, moving up in God. Praise God. That our title this morning, moving up in God. So Lord, I want to add, some additional graces to my life. I want to add your greatness. So the Bible says, add to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. Praise God. Charity. Where is charity today? Come on. When you go on Main Street, you can't find charity. Praise God. When you go on, amen, Chocolate Boulevard, you can't find charity. Amen. It ain't like a dime a dozen, but it's just a few people that's living this thing. But that's what I'm trying to tell you. You can go to church. You can sing on the choir. You can shout. You can do spins. You can do jumping benches. Anything you want to do, that's exercise. And the Bible said, exercise profit little. But what we want to do is make sure that we're walking circumspectly. We want to make sure that we're walking in his footsteps. Amen. Being more like God. Come on, church. Come on, somebody. I said, being more like God and less like ourselves. Praise God. Now, what did the word say here? Now, we done read all these graces. Now, the Bible said, for if these things be in you. Now, if these, amen, we just named these things. Did we just name them? We just named these things. Praise God. Knowledge and temperance and patience and godliness and brotherly kindness and amen and charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall never be barren, praise God, not unfruitful, in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. So, you know, we can preach this till Jesus come, but these things need to be working within us. These things need to be a part of our lives. The word says, for if these things be in you and abound, abound mean that it's working and you abounding, you are conquering, you are making it happen, praise God. Amen. Then you shall never be barren. You shall never be unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. We got to bear fruit, church. We can't be unfruitful. We got to be productive. We got to have some growth. Come on, somebody. But he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off and has forgotten that he was purged from his old sin. That's danger zone. We don't want to forget, praise God. We don't want to lack. Amen. We don't want to be blind where we cannot see or fall off. Praise God. And the word said, and forgotten that he was purged from his old sin. But it said, wherefore the rather, brethren. I want you to, Lord, giving us some good instruction here. Give diligent to make your calling and election sure. For if ye do these things, hello in this place, if ye do these things, ye shall not fall. Praise God. Ain't this good news this morning, Brother Daniel? Ain't this good news, brothers and sisters? Amen. You won't fall if you do these things. That's how you move up in God. Moving up in God. Amen. You might be on level one, but it's time to get on level 7 and 8. Just don't stay there on level one. Amen. I got problems when you send your children to school and they start off in the first grade, and I want to see them get promoted each year. I want to see them get be a senior. I want to see them in the 12th grade. But I got problems. I done sent them to school for 4 or 5 years, and they left the first grade, and they're supposed to be in the 8th grade, and they're still in the 4th grade. Promotion, being promoted, it didn't happen. Something's going on. So I need to get some special help for you. Let's see how you can get back where you need to go. Amen. You're not being productive. You're not studying. You're not listening to the instructor and your teachers. Something going on. And I'm going to go to that school. All my daughter know when they were going to school if there was any problem. And I didn't mind to go to that school, because I was already in the school system. The only thing I had to do was hop off the bus and walk into the school. And let's see what the problem. And that's what the Lord wants to do today. He wants to see what's your problem. You're not elevating yourself. You're still on the first level. You got 12 more levels to go. And you still on the, come on somebody. We got to grow. We got to be productive. Let us say stunning. Sometimes children be stunted. They're still the same size. Been, they's 25, 30 years old, and they still 4 feet tall. Ain't grown none. Amen. I want to say in the fear of the Lord, it don't matter what condition you may be in, don't feel embarrassed. Reach out to the Lord. He can move you up. Moving up. Amen. Dream about this thought tonight. Moving up. Amen. I want to move up in the Lord. I want the Lord to look upon me. The Lord is up high, and the Lord look low. He see me and you and everyone, and I want to be pleased in his sight. I want him to say, Brother Pastor, you did a good job. You lived a holy life. You was productive. You ran this race without running in vain. Come on up. Take your risk. Amen. Well done, thy good and faithful servant. Come on and enter into the joys of the Lord. Don't let nothing stop the Lord from saying that. So this is something you got to work on daily. Amen. See, sometimes you may be going other places and doing other things. But sometimes you need to say, "What? Hold on. I ain't going there tonight. I'm going to open my Bible. I'm going to read the word. I want to get closer to God. Amen. My tank is getting empty. Amen. And I can feel that my car, my spiritual automobile is about to run out of gas. Amen. Because it done started shaking a little bit. Let you know you ain't got but much gas in there. Praise God. That's why we need to take this word and apply it each and every day. Read your Bible. Just like you eat your food. Let this be your breakfast. Let this be your lunch. Let this be your supper. Let this be your two or three snacks on the side. This is real, church. Nothing to play with. Better say real stuff. Amen. I want to let you know the Lord cares for us. Do you know he cares for you? Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. You may say, "My friend, he forsook me. He was my best friend. Me and him don't get along no more. We don't have no association." But I'm so glad God don't work that way. He will be your friend to the end. He will stick with you. Amen. Long you stick with him, he's always there. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. You got to be excited about Jesus. You got to make him large in your life. He need to be the largest thing than anything else. You know, sometimes you got a lot of, you're looking at your boyfriend or your girlfriend or something over here you put your valuable trust in. But Lord need to be the biggest. Amen. It's all about God. Let's turn. Someone get me this scripture, LaMisha, please. Over here, LaMisha, please, sister. Go over here to Psalms 34:3. Amen. Psalms 34:3. Amen. I said, make him Lord. It's all about God. That's what I got out of this scripture here. Make him Lord. All right. What did that say? Psalm 34:3.
Oh, magnify the Lord.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me. And let us exalt his name together. That's what I want you to realize. Magnify the Lord. Make him great. Make him big. It's all about God. Amen. All this other stuff is secondary and thirdly and all. But it's all about God. Make him big. When you get up in the morning, it's all about God. When you go to bed at night, it's about the Lord. But that's why sometimes we get sidetracked because it's not about the Lord. We don't get up and read our Bible. We don't read our Bible through the day. We go get some novels and read about a lot of stuff. Sometimes that is not really good. It ain't helping you. But we want to get some knowledge. Praise God. I said, ain't the Lord good in this place? Amen. So upon conclusion of this message, I want to say this to you. Let's get a prayer life. And let us get a Bible life. That's the only way you're going to move up in God. You can talk about Jesus till you turn blue. You can sing about him. But what we have to do, and we can talk about him, but we got to get him involved in us. We got to add these wonderful graces and make him, as it's about him, let him explode in your life and stay excited in Jesus' name. God bless you. Heaven smile upon you. And I thank you for your attention. Keep us in your prayers. Amen.